Nicholas, how is it going? Huh? Okay, only okay. What is happening?
Something's coming off.
Something is going off. Anything that comes off is okay. Yeah? Yeah, yeah, but then it's not only okay then. What if you try again, what would it be then? It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Just accept it. Hmm? Embrace it, welcome it, and let it go. What is real can never go, only the false can go. Hmm? Help it to go. Here's the right place, because here, whatever it is that is not real, it will get lost in the forest. You say, dear Swaha, I want to thank you so much for your presence yesterday. Afterwards, I really saw how quiet and peaceful everything is. That's very good, Nicholas, because you had an insight how quiet and peaceful everything is. And that's what you came for. It happened. And this is what they always said in India. One very famous mystic, Ramana Maharshi, they asked him, oh, how can we find out if you are real, if these gurus are real? And he says, no way to find out. Only thing, if you fall silent, if tears comes, if gratitude comes, if presence comes, if beauty comes. Hmm? How quiet and peaceful everything is. This is the only thing that is the proof. And that proof you can't tell anybody because it's in your heart. That is the only way. It's nothing to talk about. But you felt it. This is the possibility. And that's what satsang is. To remind you of that. The master is there to show you your potential, that this is possible. It is waiting there. But I also worried a bit. That is also Mrs. Worry. She is always lurking there behind because she's an old companion. She doesn't go so easy. It's an old marriage. You and Mrs. Worried. And she doesn't accept any Arab divorce. She will definitely bring it to the courts. I also worried a bit. I have two children and they have this crazy father who has made so much noise in their lives up to this moment. And I see how much noise they are disturbed by every day. What you mean, just in their normal life, in normal society? And what is so much noise you have been doing? Yeah, but now the war is over. Yeah? So don't look at the past. Hmm? Before you were fighting, no, you can kiss them. Hmm? You will beg. That is the thing, and you have to, because they will be used to you fighting and screaming, then you have to find ways and catch them when they are off guard, just like I catch you. Because that is what they want. Everybody wants to be friends with the parents and be friends with everybody, you know? Everybody wants peace. So it doesn't matter what you have gone through. Whatever you have gone through, it was part of your life. Now it's something new now. And you have to be very sensitive and conscious how you share this with them. Very unintrusive. Because then you can also show them, and that is the most beautiful thing you can show them, because now you have showed another side of you that is screaming and fighting, no? And if that is possible for you, then it's possible for them. I really want to show them the peacefulness and quietness of this life. Thank you so much for sharing. Love, Nicholas. Yes, that's all what you can do. And share that you got touched, you found something, and it is possible. But then we have to let go of the old ways then. We have to start fresh, like friends. And then try to take care of this friendship. How old are they?
5 and 8.
They will be very happy if they can start relaxing, no? They stay with you?
Yeah, partly.
But now you have a new family here also now, Nicholas. So you have to come back whenever you can, no? And then, if you can manage, you come to Brazil also, then you bring the kids there. Because there is much easier for the children, no? Especially when they are 5 and 8, and many other small rascals are there. And all the children, they are in paradise if they run on the beach. So we have a plan, me and you now, yeah? Yeah? I will take care of you, don't worry. And I saw you have your car, you can drive, you have some problems with your muscles, no?
Yeah.
But you can manage to move around. And now you have many people also to support, you know. Yeah? You're all set.
That's how I feel.
Yes, that's how it is. And like I said to Sambhava yesterday, many times anything that happens to the body, or shocks or accidents, it can be a blessing in disguise. Because I'm trying to teach all these people to slow down. You are already slowed down. That's maybe why you can listen and feel me better now. I have such a hard time with many of these new people just to slow down a little bit. And they have to do all the catharsis and dynamic and dance and run around. You are already there. Very good, Nicholas. How long you stay?
Till Thursday. Going home to the kids.
And where is that?
Aranas, Denmark.
You know, it's a big flood now. Whole Copenhagen and south of Sweden is all flooded. So, my suggestion, at least check that before, so you don't get stuck in Malmö or something on the way, you know. Then it's better to wait a few days. You get it? So that's the thing, never be in a hurry, check first, because you're going out there to the world. Here, say, at least here we will never get flood. They have big problem, because now it's raining so much, they have never rained so much for over 100 years. But one thing I'm so happy about, that we are not thirsty. Because so many people in the world are thirsty on different levels, no? Here we have the water of life. So check that, so you don't get stuck somewhere. At least you can get safe to Denmark. Rumi says, if you befriend the beloved, you will never be lonely. You will never be helpless. The moon shines because it does not escape the night. The rose is scented because it has embraced the thorns. If you befriend the beloved, you will never be lonely. I ask myself, if I want what you have to be in the state of mind you are in, I want satisfaction and peace, but am I willing to pay the price, to lose the pleasure of receiving an ambitious goal, or the high that I get from receiving other people's recognition? My thoughts defend their own existence by creating fear and resistance. What is really basic human needs? And what do you think about satisfying the needs of other people you love? Regards, Martina. Where's Martina? Hello, Martina. You are new here, Martina. Now we will see how it goes. Just relax. Okay? No, you have to digest this when you go home, because many people, they come just by accident. They don't know anything and they just come. And it's a total shock because they have never been thinking about these things. So you have to digest it. You're intelligent, good woman. Don't rush anything. I ask myself if I want what you have to be in the state of mind that you are in. You don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what I have. So, you have no idea. What are you talking about? If you can compare, if you have known it from your own experience, then you can compare, then you can say, no, I have tasted, this is no good, I don't want it. But what I'm talking about, and what these people get touched by, if you get touched, and you have a little taste, then you know. And then you know that this is the only thing you want. That is the proof. But it goes beyond your mental capacity. The mind can't understand it. And the mind always wants to know. But it can't know. It's impossible that it knows. And that's why I'm talking about trust, courage, understanding, love. Because these are the only things that can take you away from your mind that is keeping you in a prison. Hmm? I want satisfaction and peace, but am I willing to pay the price? That's what I'm asking. You have to be willing. And it's no price to me. It's a price that you have to realize yourself, to let go of what you think you have, to get something that you don't know what is. This is only for gamblers. Hmm? Only for gamblers. You have to be willing to lose something. And you don't know if you will win. That is why some people, they never gamble, they are too afraid, because at least they have something. But some people are crazy and they stake everything. And if you're that crazy, you can gain everything. Jackpot. Hmm? It's only for those crazy gamblers who are willing to risk. You can play it safe. This is not the safe place to be. If you want it safe and boring and protected, then move home, go into a prison, which is what all the masters seeing you living in a prison. It's fine. We are just making you aware that there is another reality in life. There is another dimension. But you have to be willing to pay the price. And not only that, but no matter what price it is. And that you cannot do. It comes from your own understanding. It's no rules, it's no regulations, it's no Ten Commandments, no, it's nothing. It has to come from your own insight, from your own consciousness, from your own realization of the truth that this is how it is, and I want this, I'm longing for this. Only then it can happen. I want satisfaction and peace, but I'm willing to pay the price. This is very good, Martin, because everybody has to face this. And it's really just a joke, because it's no price anyway. Because what you call that you're so afraid to lose, that is what fucks you up. That is what makes you confused. That is why you are so tight, so afraid, so scared. Where's Taliba? Taliba just wrote me, no, something happened to her and I made her into a puddle and she let go. And then she was so blissful, so happy. And she wrote to me, this is what I've been so afraid of, trying to keep it together. And it's so good. How stupid I have been. And this is the same for everybody who falls into it. This is what I've been longing for. How can I be so stupid to try to keep it together? And this is the split. I want satisfaction and peace, but am I willing to pay the price? And even if you are willing, it maybe not just happen like that. Because you have to be ready for it. You have to be worthy of it. Hmm? It's not in your hands. But it tends to happen some places. This is one of those places where these things tend to happen. I want satisfaction and peace, but am I willing to pay the price? This is what you have to meditate on. How much you want it, how thirsty you are. To lose the pleasure of reaching an ambitious goal. Yes, you have to explore how much pleasure you get from that. You have to explore how much pleasure you get from your so-called pleasures. And when you are tired and burned about that, then maybe you want something higher. To lose the pleasure of reaching an ambitious goal, or the high that I receive from other people's recognition. Yes. This is what you have to ask. But this is what they say, that this is what the ego likes. So the question is, do you want to be a slave of the ego, of other people's recognition, or do you want to recognize yourself? If you recognize yourself, you don't care what other people, if they recognize you or not. You know. You don't need any recognition. That is freedom. That is peace. But are you willing to pay the price? My thoughts defend their own existence by creating fear and resistance. That's the only thing the mind can do. It can create fear and resistance to hold you back. And if this is in your interest, then all these things will become clear if you get involved here. That life will show you what you want, if you want the recognition of other people, or if you want to find out. My thoughts defend their own existence by creating fear and resistance. At least you see that. That means now you have a distance to it. You can see it. That means the thoughts is not you. So do you want to be the master of yourself, or do you want to listen to these thoughts that gives you fear and resistance? How is it to be in fear and resistance? How is it to be a slave of somebody who gives you fear and resistance? Meditate on it. Have I had enough? Do I want to be free? Then I have some solutions, but you have to know, otherwise you can't have both. What is really basic human needs? It depends where you are in your evolution. Because first you have physically needs. Yeah, everybody, all the starving children in Africa, they need food, no? This is the basic need. They need food, even before food, water. Which is luckily here. So food and water comes first. Then comes shelter, a place to stay, a hut. This is the basic. This is the difference between the animals and the humans. That is the first. Then you have physiological needs. If that is taken care of, if you have a food, like now the whole world has, especially in this side of the planet, we have food. We have shelter, we have water. In fact, we have too much. Then you can start enjoying other things in life. Music, poetry, going to the museum, read spiritual books, going on a holiday to Thailand. Things like this. Or Canary Islands, depending how safe you want to play it and how much money you have. Choose Thailand. But so this is the next. The animals, they don't have that. But for many people, many human beings, they live more like animals. They live after the needs. You ask, what is really basic human needs? That is what it is food and water, is to survive. That is the basic. Then, if that is taken care of, then more higher needs comes. And then when those are taken care of, and that doesn't satisfy you, then spiritual needs. That is the highest. And that's what I'm talking about. That is what satsang is. But not everybody is ready for that. They are happy to have food and comfort and recognition from others and play the game in the society. And then if you start fulfilling these spiritual needs, then the other needs will fade more and more, because they are taken care of. You can have the food, you can have a good bed to sleep in, you can have beautiful music, you can have go wherever you want, and still you have something higher. That is what brings a whole new dimension to life, the spiritual dimension, which is totally forgotten in the so-called Western world. You have everything, but you have only material things. You have only this recognition from others. Power, money, that's the only thing, it's nothing. And that's why everybody is restless, nobody is happy. They have this, that they say Norway is maybe the best country to live in the whole world. They have these kind of tests. But they are not so happy. Why? So this is what is happening in all the rich countries of the world, be it Norway, or be it America, or be it Japan. Everywhere they have everything now, but they are not happy, because they are not so in touch with who they really are. They are missing the spiritual connection. So this soon, what you are thinking about, what you are facing here, everybody has to face that sooner or later, and it will be sooner than later, because everything now is coming to a climax. I want satisfaction and peace, but am I willing to pay the price? If you really want it, then you have to drop out of the games, unconscious games of society. You have to start facing yourself. You have to become a lion. Yes, Martina.
What about love and belonging?
This is all about love and belonging. Definitely, that is the real need.
That is the spiritual need.
That is the spiritual need. But you don't need to call it a spiritual need. I talk very little about spiritual things. Enlightenment and all those things, no. But love you can understand. Freedom you can understand, maybe. Peace you can understand. Silence you can understand. It has nothing to do with any religion. It is the basic need of any human being, but then you have to have these basic things taken care of. You have to have food, shelter, comfort. And that's why the modern society, they are getting much more real religious than the old society. It's much more longing for peace in the West, in Europe, in America, than it is in India. India still wants to be rich, majority. Yes, they have their tradition, and they have so many people that they have many beautiful people there, but majority of people, they just want food, they just want the car, they just want the fridge. You have that. No, do you want more? The more you have, the more you will be tested. So this is the basic need where everybody wants to find is love, is peace, is understanding, is friendship. But if you don't have food, then you have no time to look for that. You understand? You are willing to kill somebody if you don't have your food. So it depends where you are and where you got born. No, you have everything now. So this is what you have to look at, what you really want. And what do you think about satisfying the needs of people you love? What do you know about love? Again, it has to do with others. You have to love thyself. One beautiful man, Jesus, you know? He has some nice things he said, Jesus. Love thyself. They all say that. Love thy neighbor. How can you love thy neighbor if you don't? Jesus said, love thyself. Then love your neighbor. That is... Anyway, this is the thing that the wise man would say. Love yourself, find yourself, then love will come because you have found love. How can you love thy neighbor? You hate yourself. You don't know yourself. You don't know love. But you are slave of the society that they like you. That they accept you. And this high, you say, from receiving other people's recognition. Then you will just be a slave of others then. If everybody had found their love, then it would be no question. Everybody would love each other. Not this kind of love that they have now. Some rules and ideas and some mental understanding and some fear that if I'm not good... You have to observe yourself, Martina. And the mind, I ask myself, if I want what you have to be in the state of mind you are in, you don't know what you're talking about. And anyway, minds is many, 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 many minds. I'm not talking about the minds. I'm talking about the heart. It's one heart, it's one consciousness, there's many lies. It's one truth, there's many lies. The mind is always confused. It's thousands and thousands of minds. You're just going around in a spinning machine. No, you're happy, no, you're sad, no, you're this, no, you're that. That is the mind. And even if you manage to keep some control over the mind, you don't know if the other side suddenly pops up. You have to go beyond the thinking mind. That is where the peace is. That's what I called home or one heart. There is one heart. It's not my state of mind. It's the heart of hearts. You have it, everybody has it. That is what the masters are saying. You can find it. It's not a question of mine or yours. It's a universal. It's there for everybody. If they want to become real, that is. If they want to become real, that is. I think I have to... I'm talking so much today. Mine is very, very, very little. You are new here, you have many things. Normally, people only functioning on this restless mind. And that is only of ideas and conditioning. And depending on what society, what country you are born in, you have to behave like this and this and this. And it can be very, very different, the conditions. Like you coming to India and say hello, they look at your hand. If you come to Japan and say, what is this? It's much more graceful, they do namaste, they bow down. So depending on where you are, that is different habits. So most people, they're functioning just in this restless mind. That is all just conditioning. It's nothing in it. It's just a chaotic fog. And they think that this is how it is. Because your little tribe or your little country or your civilization, this is how you're functioning. Then you can get deeper than that. Sometimes, when you just fall into a beautiful place, space in yourself, watching the sunset, going for a walk, sitting on a mountain top, feeling love, something sacred, then something comes over you and you feel very peaceful, very steady. Most people have felt that once in a while, because it just happens when you are relaxed. Even when it happens in spite of you. It's not conscious, but it happens. And it's so beautiful that you remember, oh, that beautiful time when I sat there, it was so beautiful. And those who start exploring meditation, they want to find this consciously. That is what meditation is all about. That consciously you start coming back to yourself. You start getting those moments of peace in whatever technique, in whatever way is available for you. Then this starts happening more. You realize that you can help this process to happen. That is what meditation is. And sometimes you can get very deep. It happens very seldom, but it can happen for some people. And then you become so silenced that it almost stops. You get very, very blissful. And then you see your mind and your conditioning and you're way beyond all that is part of society. Then you have the first glimpse of freedom. Then you have even a lower state than that, or a higher state, which in India they call samadhi. Then everything just stops, everything is still, it comes to a standstill. At the same time, everything functions like it always is. You are totally at peace, relaxed, like you have a deep sleep, and at the same time you're totally alert. So it's a paradox, because it's the opposite. You are totally relaxed like you're sleeping, at the same time you are very alert, super alert. That is the melting of alpha and omega, yin and yang. You have both. Then you're in total harmony. But that is way, way beyond the mind, the ordinary mind. So when you ask if you want what I have, welcome, Martina. The only thing I can tell you that is more to life, and it is available. And you have to be ready to let go of any recognition. In fact, you have to be ready to be looked on as a fool. All those that you wanted recognition from before, you have to be ready to be laughed off from them. That you meditate on that.
Thank you.
Where is Lhasa? That's why I just want to say some things. I'm so proud of my sister. When she cries, I notice in my heart that there is a special connection between me and her, and that I really care for her. There is so much pain in our family, so many uncried tears, but underneath there is love, just longing to be explored. It's about time some of us cry these tears. With love, Lhasa. Yes, in every family, because everybody, that's one thing, everybody has family, otherwise you wouldn't have been here. And everybody have pain. So that's good that you have tried and you have started. At least one have started. Yes, Kumud? No, you have to help her then. Then you can free all these tears. Maybe one day, if you are together in it, you can gather your family in a family meeting, you know, Christmas or something like this, and then you can invite them to a cry session. That would be good. Maybe a new level of family meeting. A little mini mystic rose. First you can laugh, then you can cry, then silence. Just 10, 15 minutes each. And then opening the present. That would be something. I would like to start this tradition. Just a mini mystic rose. Just first laugh, ha ha ha. Just like Father Christmas, and then crying all the pain that we have done and unconscious things, and then silent. Tuning into the Holy Spirit meditation, Jesus, Buddha, and then present. Very good. Good luck, Lhasa. Very good. You are going to see your family now. Birthday party. Is it going to be fun? Yes, that's good. That's good. Don't have any doubt. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Let that be your mantra this week. This is going to be fun. That's the art. That's the really wise people. They change any situation. Beloved Babaji, my heart needs to share with you again. Some old patterns are coming up very strongly right now. This pattern of judging myself so much the whole time. the pattern of not loving myself, not trusting my heart, and having a very low self-esteem. Even if I have already connected with my heart in many moments of my life, especially around you, I don't allow myself to be there. Maybe it is too good, too easy, too unbelievable to accept. And from this space of not being able to love myself, I create a mess around me, especially with the people I like the most and I feel so much love from. Even if it's painful for the heart to feel this and difficult for the ego to share this with you, I am happy to put this subject into words for you. This subject that I have been carrying since ever, since I was a small child. Thank you for helping me to have the courage not to escape and hide anymore. In deep gratitude and so much love, Tamani. No, you have shared it. So it's just to see the patterns. And that's what I go on saying. And we just talked about that. And you have made that decision. First you have to make that decision about having the courage to be free. No, you have the courage and you don't want to escape and you don't want to hide anymore. You want to become real. But then all these things is part of the things we have to see. We have to see all our patterns. And when you see something and you understand it and you feel it, then you can drop it. You can't drop it before you have seen it. That's what you call blind spots, no? When you have seen, then you know, then you don't need to do it. Maybe they will linger a little bit, but as you become more conscious about them, they can't survive because you know now. That is what is happening when you see things. So, of course, it's painful for the heart to feel because the heart doesn't want this, but still you are doing it. And this is our habit. We do things against ourselves. So it has to be very clear, who do you want to listen to? You have to be friends with your heart, with your truth, and not following anybody else's ideas, including yourself, including your own ideas. So again, it's just to see it and start acting and behaving more and more out of that innocent space, which is very good. Now we start born again tomorrow. So this is a reminder, just be this child. You say you've been carrying it ever since I was a child. That's why I want these kind of techniques, because now you can play with it and start more like a conscious child. You don't need to be a grown-up, be serious, to please your parents, to do all these things. You just let go now and cleanse yourself. You don't need to hide. And be happy. That is not negative, Tamani, that all patterns are coming up. That is how it is, and it always happens around me. You can hide them when you're away, but when you're around me, then it will come up. Whatever is there that is needed to be looked on will come up. And when you know that you don't want to escape, you don't want to hide, you have the courage, then you're happy about it then. At least you have something to do. This is good things to do. Beloved Master Swaha, I'm writing this in the middle of the night, having woken from a beautiful dream that I had to share with you while it's still fresh in my mind. I can't remember the opening of the dream very clearly, but there was a group of us, sannyasins, on a long and difficult journey. It is a long and difficult journey. Then we realized we were approaching somewhere beautiful that was very important to us in a way we knew but couldn't quite express. When you are coming closer, there is a place inside that knows, that remembers, that recognizes. But you can't express it, but you know it in your very depth of being. When we got there, we found it was an imposing place with high walls. But then the great gates to this monastery, as it seemed to be, opened by themselves, and I was able to step across the threshold, feeling somewhat overawed by an imposing sense of the sacred. I cast my eyes up, and there was a high arch ceiling of bricks and stone, and I had the sense of, India, long, long time ago, maybe 2,000 years, something remote, yet strangely familiar to me. Next thing I remember, our little group was seated by the long tables with the sannyasins and people who lived in this place. At first, we had a sense of ourselves as still belonging to our little group. But the reception we got was so loving, so totally open-hearted, that soon we just blended in among the others. Letting go of the story of our hardship on the way that had brought us there. And this is what I want you to remember and feel here. Whatever path you have come from, whatever you have done, whatever hardship you had on the journey, know you are here. And that might be very difficult to realize for some. But this can be a beginning of a totally new journey. And here everybody is the same. It doesn't matter what you have been or what you are in the outside world. The reception we got, he says, was so loving, so totally open-hearted that soon it just blended in. Letting go of the story of our hardship on the way that had brought us there. Little by little I realized that this was the Osho commune, but not as it was in India or Oregon. Rather, this was a commune as it was out of time and space. Yes, because the spirit of truth, of love, is beyond time and space. It always is. I asked, but aren't we in India? And everyone laughed in the sweetest and most good-humored way. The place was surrounded by high snowy mountains. I seemed to have spoken with different people at the table, but the one exchange I remember was with someone who seemed to be called the Greek sculptor. I could see the beautiful sculptures he produced, but also I had a sense that there was hostile forces that obliged the commune to move from place to place, and when they could get their hands on things or his sculptures, they smashed them into pieces. It's always hostile forces. There is always dark forces that wants to hold you back, to destroy. And remember, it's much more easy to destroy than to create. So more people are destroying than creating. I asked him, did it not upset him to see the wonderful works he created being destroyed in this way? I asked him, but without the need for words, for the question happened in a telepathic way, as also his reply. No, he answered, it is such a deep joy simply to be absorbed in my work, in total devotion, that the reward of my work is the work itself. If it survives after it leaves my hands, all well and good. But if not, I do not grieve, for more statues issues for me, always with the same joy. Then someone said, look, there's the Rolls Royce. We all looked and I saw that it wasn't really a Rolls, but some other kind of large 1970 car. But the important thing was, as we all understood and could feel, was that it had guess who inside it. Except that when it stopped and the door opened, it was not one Osho that came up, but rather a whole group of Oshos materializing around the car. They were a whole group of Father Christmases, all smiling and twinkling the way Osho way. Then I thought they were like dervishes, but they were not whirling, no need. Instead they were generating a kind of vibrant dance among themselves without any kind of apparent movement. But we all felt the joy of everyone seeing the Master, and yet he had already been present all along in the atmosphere of this place, a sacred place. This was one of the two high points of the dream. The other I can't really remember if it came before or after, was the awareness, a strong awareness that grew on me with mounting joy, that maybe I could stay here for always, that certainly I was welcome to stay. Again, I'm reminded of that question. I don't know if I want what you have. If you know, then you want to stay forever. With mounting joy that maybe I can stay here for always. That certainly I was welcome to stay. At the same time, I had the awareness, I'm dreaming this. But somehow that didn't make it insubstantial, as would be in the case of most dreams, no, because this was a dream of something that is inside everyone, that went through that time and space beyond the mind. Instead, the very awareness that it was a dream somehow held out the promise that it was also a reality. At some level that I am at last becoming aware, slowly remembering. I suppose I wondered often enough what Osho's commune was like. Yet here was a different kind of answer. And I have felt it. That it was not only something in time or space, but also a reality in a dimension beyond this limitation. I think it was this realization that the dream drew towards its closing, although as with the beginning, the ending also just blurred like a fade out. But what a beautiful and joyous feeling when I awakened from it. Beloved Master, thank you for being the gate that opened for me into this precious reality. May I always pass through it with deep reverence and gratitude. I bow down at your feet and thank you with all my heart. Avilash. This is the gateless gate. I have put it down here just maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, that someone remembers. Avilas remembered. And he said, thank you for being the gateless gate that has opened for me into this precious reality. May I always pass through it with deep reverence and gratitude. I bow down at your feet and thank you with all my heart. That is what a Buddha feel is. It is, or it can be, an opening into higher dimensions of yourself, of reality. That is the gateless gate, the pathless path. You can't see it, but it's there. But in some mysterious ways, you can enter. It's open. May everyone enter. Om Shanti. Those who opens the gate.
Shanti.